Ooh, a little classic rock action there for you. Hey, it's Gunner, and you're listening to Steel City Music, and thanks so much for taking a little time out of your day to listen to this old chunk of coal. And of course, I got hit with the news that one of my favorite comedians of all time, Norm Macdonald, passed away the other day. And it just crushes me. I mean, like, I don't really get upset over celebrities dying. I mean, they're celebrities, right? It's like, I don't know. Last time I was this upset was when John Candy passed away. Because when John Candy passed away, it felt like family. And Norm Macdonald feels like family to me. Maybe it's because I'm Canadian and I grew up on their movies and their comedy, the whole thing. It just kind of touches me a little bit. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. That's just a whole other thing. So maybe like on next week's show, I'll do some Norm Macdonald comedy bits and that sort of thing. But what a bummer, man. Wayward-saints.com. Go to that website. Go check out more on Wayward Saints. They have a new debut single. It's all available. It's there on Spotify. You find out all their information on the website as well. Okay? Okay. Let me see. What do we got? We have a couple interviews coming up in a little bit. Got two new songs from some of my favorite artists. A Day's Wait. With the track Cycles, Adam Alfano and Trevor sent me that cool 80s vibe sort of thing. I've always enjoyed the stuff that both of these guys put out in their various projects over the years. And also Brutus Begins. I can't say enough about this guy. Just great. Honestly, I love his music and the videos he puts out and the energy and his work ethic. Sounds amazing. So let's hear Cycles from A Day's Wait and Annie These Days from Brutus Begins. All that on Steel City Music.
Thank you. shots feel the same with any these days.
Woke up in New York City and it didn't hit me that we were barely living. It came around, it came around. It was all my fault. I was falling apart. Now we are back to the start. It came around, it came around. I didn't think twice. I was lost inside. Oh, it hurts you so bad.
Listen to Steel City Music, and of course, I am your host, Gunner. New track from A Day's Wade with Cycles, and before that, you heard Any These Days from Brutus Begins. Still to come, a chat with Adam Carter from Human Erase. He'll be performing September 28th or something like that at the Casbah. And I had a quick chat with my buddy, Jenny Zimmerman, who her and I volunteered at the same time and did the whole thing at radio broadcasting at Mohawk College, C101 days, all the other fun stuff. And of course, it's a very quick chat that we had. The funny part is that Jenny and I did a Zoom chat, and we talked a little bit about her upcoming thing, what she's doing, and then that was it. And then we went on this whole other tangent that, you know, I can't air. And that's the problem when you're catching up with friends. So it's just so funny. But she'll be doing a DJ gig Friday, October 1st, around 9:30. It starts in the lounge at the Casbah. So there you go. Hit up the Casbah website and reserve a table. And she'll be spinning all kinds of music, that sort of thing. Canadian indie, industrial, post-grunge, math rock, all the other fun stuff. So you never know. It should be a lot of fun. So go check it out. So here's the chat I had with Jenny Z here on Steel City Music. All right. You listen to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunner, of course. And my next guest is someone who I believe the last time I physically saw them was just before the pandemic hit. Early March of 2019, I believe. I just was working back at the MSA at Mohawk College. And I'm doing a radio show again at the Hawk. And that's where I met Jen Z, the C101 days when it was before the Hawk, yada, yada, yiddy. We're talking early 2000s, that kind of thing. And you came up to the studio and you're like, oh, let's do the 3 for 30. And we did a 3 for 30. And yes. then you left, and then the virus hit, and I've not, and that was it.
I brought the virus, buddy. I cursed. That was the last bit of fun we had, I think.
And in that conversation, we were catching up on everything. You're like, oh man,
I want to do this and I want to do that.
You know what? I've been doing all of these other things. My full-time job. I'm raising kids. I just sold my house. I'm doing all these things. But I really want to, I really want to do a radio show again. I want to DJ again. I want to do all these things. Gunnar, I know, you know what? It's exciting. And you were like so excited. And I'm like, yeah, well, you should do it. And then COVID hit.
And we went under a rock, and I DJed for myself and my partner, and we did nothing, and I gained a lot of weight. Great.
Welcome to COVID. Didn't that happen to everybody though?
No, I love it. It's good. Yeah. I'm like, this is my time.
Well,
and
this is, you know, we're all on equal playing ground here, Jen.
Yeah, I'm doing this thing. Like, I'm gonna get over the self-deprecating nonsense and just go. Like, we just gave ourselves a break during this time. We've all had a really rough go, and I've lost touch with some of my, you know, some of my friends, and we've all just had a really rough go. So anyway, so the weight gain's hilarious. I'm just like, I'm kind of giving myself that break I gave after I had a baby and on mat leave, where I was like, no, it's my time. Be with my kid. I'm gonna worry about, like, you know, image and body image and all that crap, because, like, you know, we there's too many other things going on in the world that I give myself a break this year, but this is like the reemergence time. Do you feel it?
I feel it. I mean, you can see it. You know, people are getting double vaxxed. The economy's opening up a little bit. And things that are true to both of us is that over the years, both of us enjoyed maybe going seeing the band.
Oh, God. Oh,
or you know, or like someone's doing a DJ night. Like back in the day when that's what we used to do, we would go out and
all I do.
Well, when we were younger, but it's not just us, but it's other people as well. So yeah, you can see that there is light. You can see that things are opening up, that sort of thing. And that's why you're on the show today, is because I found out that you're going to, you've crawled out of your self-deprecating bubble, is your life. And you said, I'm going to DJ. And here's the fun thing for me. When I heard that, I was like, well, this is fantastic, because you were one of the few people that I enjoyed their mixes, you know, and it was always fun to, like, you know, dump on each other about music and talk about like stupid stuff in radio and doing shows, that sort of stuff.
I live for it. It's just like, and I love connecting with you and like some of the, you know, the old hosts at C101. We all had, I'm kind of a 90s chick.
Right.
I gravitated toward the women in radio and the women in music for the most part. But I just found, like, I loved going into the station, just hanging out with people to get that same vibe. We're all kind of like music obsessed people in the college radio scene, right? So I miss the environment. I miss hanging out with people who can talk about all kinds of different
things. Sure, yeah, and
just being around it, you know.
It was always the best way to find a take on something else or discover new music. But I mean, that now it's called Spotify, whatever. I'm having you on the show today because coming up Friday, October 1st, 9:30 in the Casbah Lounge, DJ Jenny Z will be spinning danceable rock and roll and sinister drinking songs. Who came up with sinister drinking songs?
I don't know.
You don't even know?
I use the term sinister sometimes. I say that when it's like, usually I do goth and 80s and like,
yeah,
I like dark wave, and I tend to gravitate toward the post-punk thing all the time. But I think it's just sinister just stuck with me now, because maybe that's how Brody thinks I am. And he's just like, a bit of a dark bitch. She's gonna do some dark things, maybe. But I think that's definitely always gonna happen. Right. I can't have one set list without throwing in like the Skinny Puppy or the.
that is a tough thing when you're DJing. Whenever I was DJing, like whatever club or whoever had me come down for a night, because they would listen to me on the radio and stuff. They go, well, can you play that set you played at blah blah blah? And I'm like, dude, that was all request. Sometimes when you get into a groove of something, especially when you're doing a club, it's like in your mind you're like going, okay,
I'm gonna do this. Yeah,
this is gonna lead into this. And anyone who likes to program music goes, okay, so we're gonna start with some Nine Inch Nails, but
yeah. You love that segue, and you're like,
okay, so that's gonna get into it. Okay, so now I gotta get from there. How do I get from there way over to Skinny Puppy? Okay, well, I got to build a bridge. So it's going to go, okay, so I got to find some industrial rock, and I got to find this and find that. And so you're doing all of those things, and then you get the num-num that comes up to you and goes, hey, man.
Can you play Salt and Pepper? It's like,
you got some Salt and Pepper? And you're like, this is not going to mix. So
I'm going to do it, though.
But yeah,
like I had the same thing. Like, so last time I DJed Casbah was a couple years ago. Really, it was like, I don't know, 2018 or 17. It was a long time ago. Yeah. And ironically, I was coming out of a cave then too, which was great. But yeah. Side note. So basically, I had that playlist in mind, and I had it all set up, and I was like, this is going to be great. And you're exactly right. By the end of the night, a bunch of girls came in. This was back when, you know, we were allowed to just come and go from bars without booking tables.
Wearing masks but, and all the other fun stuff. Yeah.
Imagine the freedom. But so all these girls came in from like probably Hess or something. And they were, I don't know what I played. It was something semi-dancey. And I just watched it, right? I'm like, okay, they want to dance. These girls just were having a great time. So my playlist just went, I just changed it. And you do that, right? So this is another thing. Like, I got my ideas of what I love. And because basically what I'm doing on October 1st is playing all my favorite songs because I'm a narcissist. And you're going to have to just, like, you know, right, get into my feel. But truly, I've got this playlist planned. If people show up and they want to dance all night, then we'll throw on, then we'll change it. We'll be Chemical Brothers. We'll get into Placebo. We'll get into the, you know, some of the night, what I like to call my Kingdom playlist, because it reminds me of the 90s when I used to go to the Kingdom.
Right.
In Burlington. And it was like Edge, Marty Streak used to DJ at the Edge, remember?
That's Friday night. Yeah. That's a long time ago. It's a whole other lifetime ago. Really, when you think about it, because he was the one that influenced a lot of people when it came to music and mixes, and inspired a lot of people to get into doing DJ stuff, just from what you heard on the live to airs and what he did back in the CFNY days and leading into the Edge. I mean, that guy was just like a part of a whole culture.
Oh, wow. What a time in radio. Yeah. Like, I remember being a teenager and I used to have stickers on my bed and stickers all over the place. I used to steal those banners from the HSR buses. Do you remember when there was ads on top of the seats? And there was this one Much Music ad that was like a long-haired dude moshing. And it was like, it looked like Eddie Vedder. You couldn't see the face, but it was like an Eddie Vedder type moshing. And I stole it from a bus, you know? And I was like, yeah, it was just such a culture, 90s alternative. And like Edge was an alternative station where you were really like, you know, the Smiths and like in the early 90s Canadiana that was happening. When I say Canadiana, you know exactly what I'm talking about, because I know you're in that groove, right? Like the Killjoys and just the Age of Electric.
Age of Electric. Limb Lifter. Like, yeah, Limb Lifter, Age of Electric, Killjoys, Sloan, all of that stuff. Yeah.
I love the 90s in Canada. Like, I love it. This is where, depending on who shows up on October 1st, we could get deep into that. But like, again, I'm going to play the crowd and see which one of my friends is there. And, you know, but I also have a lot of friends who grew up in that scene in Hamilton. Right.
Right.
Like, some of the guys I grew up with in high school were like really into the DeSoto Records, math rock kind of Hum and Shiner and, you know, those bands that you can hear influences in, like in Chore and, you know, that Sonic Onion scene of the 90s. Right.
Yeah.
So, I love that. I can go real deep into that. But.
So this is what we're going to end up doing on October 1st in the Lounge of the Casbah. It's going to be, you're thinking, a little bit of electronica, maybe some Canadian indie, which is,
I can't get away from it. I love it.
Yeah. industrial, which I've always associated your mixes with, industrial, post-grunge math rock. It's going to be like,
I made up all those terms, by the way. Are those douchey terms? I have a bad habit of using douchey music terms.
No, you're fine. No, it's totally fine. It's okay. Only use the language that you know. Don't try to use other people's language when describing something you're going to do, because then all of a sudden you start having like a virtual background on your Zoom as if you live in like a high end apartment or something. And that's embarrassing, right?
This background is pretty Can I say a lot? Am I allowed to swear on your show?
I have to beep it, but go ahead, make my life miserable editing.
Yeah, I will. Just edit. You're like, good, more work. Woohoo! Now I got to listen to this darn interview again.
Thanks, Jen. It's just like old times. Make me do work because of you. No. So, what's the deal with? Is there's no cover on that, and you're starting at 9:30?
No cover, 9:30. I think there's a limited capacity of 30 right now. So lounge, right? So I would definitely recommend getting ahead and booking a table if you got a couple people coming out. I'm going to have to go back to my post that Brody mentioned. I think there's a few tables of four and then a couple of
eight. Okay, you're referencing Brody. So just so for radio terms, Brody is the booker manager of the Casbah.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Because sometimes I have to explain that. So there you go.
So we will. Yeah, I would definitely recommend booking a table ahead if you know you're set, because, you know, we don't want to be disappointed. It's a small capacity. We're just getting back into welcoming people together. So, again, like, protocols, obviously, like, be respectful of the staff. Our buddies all work there. You know, we're all a family. Hey, this is DJ Jenny Z, and I'm excited to say on Friday, October 1st, we will be back in the lounge. I'm going to be spinning some danceable rock and roll and sinister drinking songs. This is 9:30 in the lounge. There's no cover. And don't forget, there's capacity. So if you really want to come hang out, make sure you don't book a table. But I'm really looking forward to seeing all of my friends again in a space and, like, enjoying some 90s rock and alternative. Maybe some danceable electronica or industrial. I want to see everybody there, and I'm really looking forward to connecting you guys. Come on out.
I'm a bit of America. I'm a bit of the world.
Song. You listen to Steel City Music. I am your host, Gunner. Once again, Friday, October 1st, my buddy Jenny Z will be DJing at the Casbah Lounge. Check out their website for more information. Of course, as they say, DJ Jenny Z will be spinning danceable rock and roll sinister drinking songs. I have no idea what that means, but it's always a lot of fun anyway, hanging out with Jenny. So there you go, Casbah Lounge. October 1st. Hit up their website. Still to come in just a little bit, Adam Carter from Human Race. Had a quick chat with him as well. He's doing stuff. Are you doing stuff? What do you got going on? You got to have something going on. Are you painting? Are you writing? Are you helping out a charity? Are you putting on a show? What are you doing to get through these times? Other people need to know what you're doing. So hit up the website, steelcitymusic.ca, contact. Gunner, this is what I'm doing. Can you give me a plug? Gunner, can we have a quick chat about what I'm up to? Gunner, I have some new music. Gunner, did you know about this? Other people should know about this. Let me know. If not that way, if Instagram's your thing, SCMGram. If Twitter's your thing, DM me, Steel City Music. If Facebook is your thing, Facebook page, Steel City Music, and also Steel City Music Group. Post your stuff there. Let us know. Tag me in all your social media. I'll let other people know. Why not? You're doing something. People should know. All right. Never Let Me Down Again. Split Mix. Depeche Mode. Taking us to the wonderful Adam Carter. You're hanging out on Steel City Music.
You listen to Steel City Music, of course. I'm your host, Gunnar. My next guest is a gentleman. The last time I saw him, we were at the Cat and Fiddle. I was there. It was a big table. He came in from the other side of the room. He was with Pammy. They sat down at the table. I was with my buddy Gavin O'Sullivan. I don't know who else was at the table. Lou Molinaro. We were all playing catch up, that sort of thing. And then I don't know. COVID hit. I don't know. Is that right?
I think that's about right.
Like that was it. Like I think it was like 2019, man. And like next thing I know, I'm looking online and there's like about a billion Adam Carter showcases from his house. Him singing into a microphone, videotaping it, editing it, doing all of this work, doing like a one man nonstop video performing, covering Wax Mannequin, covering other people, playing his own music, doing all of this stuff. And I'm like, man, this guy's really working hard. Why is he doing all this? I'm like, oh, I get it. It's to keep sane. So because he can't leave his house like the rest of us. So I'm glad that you took the time out of your day to have a chat with us here, because of course, Tuesday, September 28th at 7 o'clock, the Casbah Patio, live music, The Human Race. And it's going to be just a duo though of yourself and Pam.
Yeah, we're doing the duo, but we're trying to maximize the impact. So we got the vocal harmonies and stuff, and I'm on the guitar. She's got the flute for a bunch of songs, and then I've got the fancy old kick pedal going for some rhythm.
Okay, all right, so cool. Have you been playing much or rehearsing with her at all, or where are we at musically?
Not a whole lot. We had a couple rehearsals last month. We're gonna have a couple more rehearsals before the show.
Right.
But like for the most part, lately I've got myself a new guitar. I saved up and I got a Taylor, and oh, it plays nice. So I've just been playing a whole bunch of everything, like falling in love with the instrument again.
Right.
And it's only been this last week that I've been sitting down and really thinking about how I want to arrange what specific songs, because I don't play live anymore. You know what I mean? Mostly sure. Now. I'm playing weird, obscure stuff for me, or I'm trying to write new songs. Some of these songs we're playing, I haven't played the entire pandemic.
Sure. That's Yeah. I get that. Yeah. Because you start something, you do something else, and then you take on other projects, and then you don't really get back to something that you truly enjoy, which for you, I know it's always been that playing music and writing music from, like, forever, as long as I've known you.
Yeah, I get a kick out of the, like, the crafting of it. And then when it's done, I'm like, look, I made a thing, it's done, and I put it on a shelf. Except for when it's not COVID, I can go out and I can play those songs for people, and that feels good.
Right.
But when I was doing those video a day things for my sanity, which you got that right, it was more about challenging myself to learn a bunch of new tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm learning other people's songs, or I wrote a few new ones on the spot and recorded them, but it was basically just like a memory dump. I'd learn it, record it, and then sort of forget it and move on to another thing.
Right. How was the getting together with Pam to redo some of these, to basically have a little like quick rehearsals, that kind of thing? Did it feel good to you to be doing that again?
Oh, yeah. Outside of some rehearsals with Pam, there was no real jamming with anyone over the whole pandemic. We've been very, very safe at my place, because my one roommate has an immunocompromised system. So like we've been like very safe. Mm-hmm. And I've just only recently started rehearsing with my other band, Orbit. We had a practice last night, and oh my God, it's so good to just be in a room and playing like with a full band of people.
Yeah. That was a thing that I've been talking about for the last 18 months since this started. I mean, of course, you and I are chatting pre-recorded on Zoom, and this isn't, I mean, Zoom is great for some people. For me, it took me a while to get into doing the Zoom calls, that sort of thing. But the technology end of a new learning something new, how to use it, that sort of thing, comes easy to others. And for some musicians that I talked to, they just said, I don't want to stream. I don't want to do that. I can't. It does. I need a live crowd in front of me. That's just not something I'm used to. I don't recall you doing a lot of streams. You're doing pre-records, or I should say recording videos, those sort of things. But yeah. I didn't actually see you streaming over the last 18 months.
I didn't stream at all. I have all this camera gear because my other side of life is filming live bands. And so I figured that I could film it with multiple angles and like make it look as best as it can, give it a, like a color grade at the end, make sure the audio is mixed and send it out instead of just like setting some stuff up and playing. And like, that's that, right? I'm not the best at getting the greatest sound in my living room on the fly, but like after it's said and done, I can put on the headphones and give it a quick mix and then I can feel a lot better about it. Yeah, for me, it was more about just putting out something that was worth watching. I know a lot of the streaming, it's gotten better and people have figured it out. But when it first started, it all looked like crap. It all sounded terrible. And I didn't want to put something out for the sake of putting something out when it wasn't great.
You always want to, a friend of mine taught me that lesson a long time ago. His name is Les Palango. He used to be the station manager at the Hawks, C101. And Les said, you know, you got to put your best foot forward. So you got to figure out all the, everything you're using, make sure everyone knows how to use it so they can be put in the best possible light. And I've always tried to stick by that, you know, just like, yeah, I'm not, it's not that I have like, it's like a little bit of anxiety, but it's kind of like, I'm a little cautious about just jumping into learning, you know, all these different things that everyone's been doing, that sort of thing. And then of course I see someone like Jacob Moon who's streaming. And I'm just like going, oh, is that what this is? Because I can't do that.
Yeah, well, he's not human. Oh,
and of course we're referring to Jacob Moon, a Hamiltonian who streams and does his Patreon, and he plays, and he's got all these pedals and cameras, and you're just like, this is like a television production compared. You know, like I don't know if I can replicate that. You listen to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunner, and my special guest right now is Adam Carter from The Human Race. He'll be performing at the Casbah Lounge on Tuesday, September 28th. It's 7 o'clock. It's the patio, and I guess if there's rain, we're able to just quickly shimmer into the lounge. We're okay with that.
I haven't spoken with Brody about what the protocol is there. I guess I should probably have a talk about that with him this week, but there'll be a post and we'll figure out what will go on in case of rain.
Okay. Also, you should hit up the Casbah's website, that sort of thing, to find out more details, or if you get to reserve tables, all those other fun things. Because I'm pretty much all the conversation I've been having with everyone who's playing, it was saying reserve table, go to the reserve, you know, go reserve some stuff.
Yeah, Brody's been pushing that. They're good about safety there. So there's, I think he's got the pod idea. You can reserve a table for like 6 or 8, or you can reserve a table for a couple. He says he can accommodate single people as well. So he just wants to make sure that everyone can have the space to be safe.
Cool, man. Well, I'm glad that you're doing it. It's good to see that there's a light at the end of the tunnel for all of us, sort of thing. And I'm glad that you're well. And I'm looking forward on Tuesday, September 28th for you to be performing.
Awesome. Well, it was great talking with you, Gunner.
And when things open up just a little bit more, who knows? You can go to the radio station. I can go to the radio station. And the two of us can sit there and talk like human beings instead of looking at cameras all day long.
So much better. Looking at cameras is weird. Hey, this is Adam Carter from The Human Race. Come on down to the Casbah Tuesday, September 28th at 7 o'clock. We'll be playing a duo set.
It's hard to find a reason. It's hard to find the words, the touch, the taste, the smell, the fading memories that constantly remain. I can't tell where I stand. I'm not waiting for human thought, a civil response from you. I'm not waiting for human thought, a civil response.
CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Move. Cut.
All right, look, Morty, Kojima just wants us to reconnect to fractured society and stop the Death Stranding.
What are all these ghosts?
Those are the Death Stranding, Rick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
Jeez, Rick, you know, we've been walking for a while, and I got this baby in a tube here.
Maybe it's some sort of crazy upgrade. Hold on, I've got an idea.
Hey, ow, stop,
all right,
stop!
It's not an upgrade. Let's eat it.
What? We can't eat it? It's a baby.
Morty, what if it makes us run faster or jump higher?
Okay, let's eat the baby.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Hey, folks, it's Gunner here, and you're listening to Steel City Music, and I'm doing a pre-recorded chat via Zoom, which we've all been doing in our lives the last 18 months because of this stupid pandemic. This next act that I'm going to talk to, I say act. Is it a duo? Is it an act? Is it an art project? Is it a rock band? Is it a surf band? Is it a Gretsch band? Is it an ode to Nancy Sinatra band? I don't know anymore, because as I was sitting here listening to the music and thinking about stuff to ask them, I'm like, there's a lot of different elements at play with this act. The Berettas on Steel City Music. Hi, Lauren. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Good morning.
We're an ode to Quentin Tarantino.
That was a line that I left out and I should have included, and that makes total sense after listening to the whole album. The Berettas started initially back in 2008, correct, Katie?
Yes. May 8th, 2008 was our first show at The Doors.
The Doors? The Doors Pub? No. Or the Doors? Yeah. In Hess Village?
Yeah.
Oh my God, time has not been kind to my memory. I had no idea that The Doors Pub started back.